My skin was already moist from perspiration, and soon dark patches would emerge on my tunic and trousers. In front of me, the back of someone's neck, a narrow strip of sun-scorched skin between a shirt collar and the brim of a steel helmet. Behind me, the silent column of French Foreign Legionnaires, rocking along. We reached the main road. It was overcrowded despite the early hour and had probably been all night. No efforts were ever made to keep us informed of how the war was going, but everyone knew what was happening here. This was the French army's main headache at the moment. The big retreat from Caubang to Langson. The route Colonial 4 was so dense with panic-stricken people, they practically crawled on top of each other. There were lorries and bicycles and bullock carts, water buffaloes loaded with household goods, local men and women, children and old people. There were policemen trying to uphold an air of authority. French officials and their wives and children in civilian cars, suitcases tied on the roof. And a little further up the road, three GMC camions militaires, leased from the American Defense Department, as announced by the writing on the mudguards. Their backs were crowded by nuns in full habit. We only followed the road for a brief distance. Then we left the turmoil and continued up the narrow track towards the position, known as a hedgehog. Half an hour later, we were in the first trench, all posts manned. This stronghold was meant to protect the main road against rebel soldiers who tried to penetrate the country from the Chinese side of the border. It was now 2 weeks since we had first been on duty here. At that time, it was only a minor post, a guard tower with some foxholes around it. Since then, we had extended it considerably. Semi-circular trenches were dug outside the original perimeter. Telephone lines were established out to the small bunkers that lay dotted in a line on both sides of the main stronghold. By now, the sun was up, and through the periscope I minded, I could see the stony plateau in front of the position. On the other side of it were the outskirts of the jungle, where the enemy was hiding and building his camps, preparing for new attacks. I observed the vastness of the wild jungle.